Graham, a point today against Bradford, and a good point.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, it was a typical old-fashioned English league game that today. I think there was loads of tackles, loads of challenges. Both teams competed extremely hard, and thought a draw was probably a fair result.
You've just seen your players come out for their warm down. Jamil Matt's got ice packs everywhere, knee, ankle. He knows he's been in a game today, and so do the rest of your players.
Yeah, they do, and I think Bradford do as well. That's what we've just said to the players. You know, that's what it takes to how hard a point is to earn in any level of professional football. You have to come off with bumps and bruises and breathing heavily, and you know, I'm sure it's the same in the Bradford changing room, because it was end to end. It was competitive stuff, and you know, it was great to see our players be able to compete at that level, and you know, because it was a different game than what's been played recently, but it was one that we stood up to it.
About the goal in the press room, there's been arguments, whose was it, Jimmy Ryan's or Jamil Matt's, but it was a great start to the game, and I'm sure the players, that'll be left for them to discuss who the goal actually belongs to.
Yeah, I thought it was Jammer at first, but the fourth official told me it had already gone over the line from Jimmy, so we'll let them sort out. So it was a great start for us, and to be fair, I thought we were so comfortable and in control when they got the equaliser, which
we just got Wi-Fi.
You know, came from us in possession, which was disappointing. But up until that point, we'd played the game we wanted to, and I thought the players were superb. But then, you know, sometimes you can feel sorry for yourself by giving a goal away, but we didn't, and you know, we continued for the next hour or so competing at a great level.
As you say, the goal sort of against around the play at the time.
Yeah.
Similar to the Doncaster game in a way, in terms of it was on the counter. Does that disappoint you when you're in possession and you allow them back in the game that easy?
Of course, yeah. It's something we've spoke about and worked on, and you know, when we're still not there yet, but it's something that we have to get better at, because you know, like you say, I think up until that point they hadn't had a sniff of our goal or even our box, and so to lose a goal on their first attack or real attack was extremely disappointing. But you know, we know Bradford have got a lot of firepower, and they're going to come at you, and that's how the game panned out.
And today Conor McLaughlin came back into the team, and Victor Nierenold moved into the centre of the back three up against a player like James Hansen. That was a true test for him.
Yeah, it was a welcome to English football, really. You know, just had a little laugh with him in the changing room, because I don't think he's ever played in a game of that magnitude or tempo and physicality. So I thought he stood up to it very well. And, you know, we know he's going to have to get used to it, the English style. And I think that will be the best lesson he'll ever have coming up against those players. And but I thought he handled himself extremely well. And, you know, we just need to really focus on these opportunities that we give away, because if we take them out of the equation, then we'll win the games that we hope to.
Conor came back into the squad today out on international duty last week. Out when Egert Jonsson, no place in the 18. Was it just a selection thing, or has he got a bump or something?
It was a little bit. We looked at what the game last week. He'd come back after being injured again, and we probably put him in the team too early, so we'll take that on our chin. And I spoke to Egert about it, that we were probably a little bit unfair on him, putting him back into the team after 2 or 3 days training. So we need to get him right up to speed with where he expects to be, where we expect him to be, to give him the best chance to play to the level that he expects.
And Jamil Matt, the big news pre-match was that he started. You said in midweek you weren't sure if he was quite ready for a start. He got the start and played the full 90 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's you know, I spoke to Luke during the week, and spoke to him, you know, halfway through the second half, you know, just to make sure, because he's obviously close with Jammer and his physical state. But he assured me he would be able to finish the game. So I think it was a massive step for Jammer to do that. You know, it's his first one for probably a year and a half, and I thought he was superb. But I thought him and Prop caused them all sorts of problems, to be honest. And you know, there was a lot of good performances out there. And to be fair, every single player gave of their maximum. That's the least we can ask for, and that's what they gave us, because it was a test.
And Jamil, I said he came out with ice packs on his knee and his ankle. Knee especially, is that why he needs to ice his knee straight away?
Yeah, he does that virtually every day after training. You know, on his days off, it's just something that he's going to have to, you know, he has to manage. his recovery. Even now that he's, you know, up to speed and playing games, he still has to manage that probably for the rest of his career to make sure there's no recurrence. But to be fair, Jamie, he does everything to the letter and knows how important it is. But yeah, there's a few boys with ice on their heads and their knees and ankles, but that's great. That's what we want to see when we come off from a game.
Did you feel as though you might have nicked it in the second half with Bobby Grant's free kick that their goalkeeper almost fumbled again?
Yeah, it was one of those where we had a couple of opportunities, but so did they. So, you know, I do think a draw was a fair result, but I thought both teams were looking to win the game. That's the thing. I think it was end-to-end for that reason. It was a good test for a lot of our young players, and yeah, I'm sure they'll be better for it.
And you said about Jamie Proctor before, him and Jamil, they're quite similar players in terms of stature. Mm. They look like they've got a dangerous partnership in the making.
Well, I think all our strikers have. I think they're all quite intelligent players when they play with each other and they can work off each other. But we just felt with the type of game today that we'd need a little bit of extra strength. And I thought they gave us that. And I would expect that the two Bradford centre halves won't get a tougher game than that physically. And there's all sorts of games in professional football. There's possession type base, there's physical tests, there's all sorts of games, and today was a physical test, but I thought we stood up to it extremely well and competed on the same level as them.
Next week, Wigan now. About getting ready for that and going again next week.
Yeah, that's it. We have to recover. The lads who do all the right things professionally. They're super professionals, because we have to be ready to go again. Because you know, every week is a test. Every week we're playing massive clubs, and it's great for us to compete at these places. And it's obviously a new one for our club and our team to go to. And we're looking forward to it.